The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome to The Scraps.
Let me go through the alerts real quick, and then we'll get into talking some silly stuff. Austin the Mammoth, thank you for the follow. Evan James, thank you for the follow. No decaf, rate of 22.
Bam.
Speaking of 22. Oh, 22. MJ Kimball with the 22-month subscriber channel.
What was that? What just happened there? What did you, what were you doing? What was that? What?
It was a reference to Nathan Fielder's new show.
Oh, okay.
Where there's
something I wouldn't understand then. Okay.
There's just some random guy who was obsessed with numerology, and like every number that he crossed by, he had to mention it. And it's like, oh my God, that's what a coincidence. I did that. Anyways. So yeah.
No. That was actually informative. That was informative. So the Bears. Where do you start? You start with that asshole of a mayor, Lori Lightfoot, threatening to put another team in Soldier, saying the NFL put another team in Soldier Field if the Bears won't be there. Do we start with Roquan Smith holding out? Do we start with their god-awful alternate uniforms and helmets that are getting clowned on by half the league? Where do we start with the Bears?
Or their solution to their stadium problem, just slap on a dome?
Well, that's part of the Lori Lightfoot thing, too. Yes. Yeah.
I feel like we should leave the jerseys for last because that's just a segue into a mini rant that I guess I have, but
I really want stuff for Lions, but yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Roquan?
Yeah, I mean, he's probably one of their best players.
I think it's definitely starting to bother Bears fans, right? Because I mean, we're talking about a first-time GM, and so like there are things that are piling up now.
Yeah,
like there's holdouts, there's some of their players are getting arrested. Like, wasn't there like a string of like 3 days when a Bears guy got arrested every day? And it's just like, you're building up, and they got the fine, right, for OTAs. They
lost to practice, right?
They lost to practice, so it's just like, yep. The regime is not off it's to the
adding stuff up. Plus the fact that, you know, it all started out very rocky to begin with. So, yeah. It's not going well, Bob. I think Roquan will be back. As you say, it's kind of another drop in the bucket that is getting very full right now.
Yeah.
So the thing was, all right, I just found it because it's from Tom Pelissero and it was going to drive me nuts. But there were 3 second-round picks in the 2022 NFL draft that ended up getting fully guaranteed money in the fourth year of their rookie deals. It was Logan Hall, Christian Watson, and Roger McCreary. And those would be the first 3 picks of the second round.
Right.
And then it says Breece Hall and Jalen P, I will say, got 3 years fully guaranteed, which is substantial leaps from the same slots that they were drafted. Like the players that were drafted in those same slots last year, like that's a huge leap, I guess. So it says, right. Pelissero elaborated on it and said like that Jalen's contract set things in motion and helped move the market, slowing down signings in round 2. So yeah. Can we talk jerseys now?
Not just the jerseys, the alternate helmets. which I thought some of these designs, I know some people are clowning on some of these designs. I like a lot of them. I like the Texans throwback. I like the Panthers alternate.
Can you tell me a link so I can show everybody?
Oh yeah, here. Let me get the I think I've got an NFL oh god, it's got a bunch of hold up. Let me get rid of all the ref codes at the end of it. So I don't like, you know, here we go. It's got both pictures in it for the throw, but there's four throwbacks and six ten alternate helmets that are coming in. The Texans have an alternate helmet, Cardinals, Eagles, Saints. I have the full Bears ensemble I can send you too.
I don't know if I want to do that to our live audience.
Yeah, it's
bad. I don't think they deserve that.
It's real bad.
Throwbacks. I mean, I'll let Ryan.
Like
Ryan's got takes, so I'm gonna.
I like him.
My time to Ryan for now, but I have thoughts too.
I don't have takes on the. I mean, I just don't like the Bears uniforms.
Like they look like the Browns. They look like the Browns.
Yeah. Well, like I don't know. It's just like a color like orange is not going to look good when it's dominant throughout your uniform. Like it's the same thing as like all red uniforms. Like I just think that like those kinds of colors are when they're used dominantly and they're that prominent in the uniform, I think it just sucks.
The Cowboys actually get a throwback and an alternate helmet, apparently.
The Cowboys?
Yeah, I noticed they're on here twice. They have a throwback and an alternate.
Are they different?
Yes, there are because the throat they look the same, but the throwback does not have the white and blue stroke outlines. It's just a blue star.
It's a very subtle.
Oh, okay.
It's all in the star. It's all in the star.
Great. Cool.
So I don't know. I like new uniforms. I like snazzy new uniforms. I don't like that it's just the helmets in some cases, but I am a big fan of thirds. I'm a big fan of, and I guess I eventually want something for the Lions. I don't know what it could be, but like, I don't know. I'm kind of bored of what we have right now.
I don't know. I've mixed. I don't like how rigid the NFL has been in the past with uniforms and It has to be this and your socks have to be this and blah, blah, blah. That part I hate, but I also don't like switching things up just because you can. And to me, I look at these alternate helmets and the plan for them seems to be, why don't just put black on it? And it's just like, okay, great. Like now these are all indistinguishable from each other. They're just all the same helmet, except this one's got a Saints logo on it. This one's got like, it's just, it's boring. Just, and this is also old man me. Like I think all of these throwback helmets look fantastic. Maybe not so much the Falcons one, but
what?
Oh, I love the old Falcons logo.
I love the Falcons one. Yeah. But
why is the Bucko Bruce not on here? Why are the Buccaneers not doing that?
Yeah. The Buccaneers need to get their creamsicle uniforms out for sure.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't
know. But like, I don't think it's all like, I like that new, I like the Texans alternate. I like the red helmet. It just can't be all red. Like Ryan's talking about. And I thought Bengals, I don't know, man, I like college where everyone changes their uniforms all the time. I like soccer where it's a new kit every year. Bengals all whites make me very excited.
The Bengals all whites are crazy. Like
I love all whites.
I think that helmet and that jersey combo, like I think that's probably like top five uniform in the league. That helmet alone is insane. But 7 of those 10 alternate helmets suck. They're awful. There's 3 of them that work, and I'm kind of with Jeremy. Like the throwback, I mean the Patriots helmet, like. It's cool. I think that they should stick with their newer logo, but like as like a mix up, I do like that.
Yeah, it's like Bucko Bruce. It's like, what's the name of that Patriot? What was it? Is it Patty? I forget what they call him. Probably.
I don't know. Something. But yeah,
I'm an old man. I don't like the Cincinnati Zebras. I'm sorry.
Pat Patriot. Pat the Patriot. Oh that's what it was called.
That's so lame. They're not even zebra stripes.
Yeah, they essentially are.
No, they're not. They're not.
The Bengal stripes.
They're the white tigers.
You're hung up on the colors. Stop.
Yeah, I'm hung up on the teams not using their own colors. That's weird of me.
White and black are part of their color scheme. They're just not using the orange.
Part of everybody's color scheme.
Not the Lions.
Not the Lions.
And that's the way it should stay. Well, so here's my mini rant.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to disagree with this rant.
Please, God, make sure that Black never returns to Detroit.
It's going to. It's like, going to come back. Sorry.
I want Vaporwave.
This is 100% proof that it's coming back, and that's probably why I'm pissed off.
Ryan, have you seen the stipulations for Kyler Murray of what homework he has to do in his contract?
Yeah, he has to do 4 hours of non-mandatory, or how do they describe it? Like
film study?
Well, he has to do film study, but it has to be like, it has to be homework.
Independent study is the term they use.
Yeah.
But it's very strict about, like, you can't be watching video games on the iPad. You can't have your phone out. You have to be like eyeballs glued to the iPad, which, by the way, I'm sure Microsoft, the sponsor of the NFL, is very happy to see iPad in the language there.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
It's a Jamarcus Russell clause.
I can't speak to whether Kyler Murray is the kind of person that needs this sort of thing in his contract, but if you as an organization think he needs that in his contract, why did you just sign him to that big of an, like, that? That's a very red flaggy part of the contract to me. Like,
it's either red flaggy, or it's, we're trying to pull our bleep out and show you up.
Right.
Well, show you that we're the guys in charge.
It's a red flag either for Kyler Murray, or it's a red flag for the Cardinals or organization. I don't personally know which one, but it's one. So in general, it's not a good look. It's probably not a good thing, period.
How do you think they're getting that 4 hours?
Very carefully.
Got him. What do you mean?
How do they know that he did it?
Well, that's
it's independent study. How are they going to check in and be like, Kyler, did you do your 4 hours this week?
You know,
like,
you know,
they're going to have a log that he has to have, like, signed by, like, his like,
he's butler.
Officer. They're going to send him blank DVDs now and then, just like Jamarcus Russell, just to make sure he's paying attention.
I sent it to Jeremy and I sent it to you. I wanted Jeremy to grade my tweet.
That is a very, I like the good tweet.
Let me throw it up on the screen here so everyone can see it. Grade Ryan's tweet, everybody.
I'll give that an A minus.
This is a Kyler Murray contract, and Kyler Murray
probably got no games.
I made a hard turn on Kyler Murray.
Is this what is this from?
That's from I Think You Should Leave.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
When he's making his own viral video. But that's not what he says in the skit, right? The probably got no games.
He does he say that? Yeah, he's like, oh, what the fuck is this? Probably got no games.
Oh. So can you explain your turn on Kyler Murray? I don't think we've talked about this. How you turned on Kyler Murray.
Yeah. I'm just out on him. Like, I sold my stock. Like, he had a decent enough year last year. I think people are still kind of, obviously the Cardinals are still very high on him. But
a lot of guys I work with would share your opinion. It's basically like they need to sign him because the alternative is bad, but Kyler Murray is not a quarterback that's going to take you places.
Yeah, but I think this part is interesting though, because what young quarterback, because, like, say the alternative is Arizona wants to trade him, right? Or you say, you know, if the Cardinals feel so uncomfortable giving this guy a huge contract and making him the franchise quarterback that they're making, you know, that they need to put language in the contract that he can't play video games while he's studying and he needs to be studying, well, then just trade him, because look at what, you know, other really, really good quarterbacks will fetch you. I mean, the Seattle Seahawks got a ton in return for a 33-year-old quarterback.
Yeah.
You know? The league perception of Matthew Stafford when he gets traded is, oh, it's kind of like a middle of the road guy. He still fetches you 2 first-round picks and
a Super Bowl ring.
Starter level quarterback in return too, right? But, like, I guess my point is that it would be unprecedented for a player that young who, you know, signed the contract that he signed to get traded, like a quarterback that young,
It just doesn't happen.
The only thing that's analogous is Deshaun Watson, but, like, that's an entirely different situation.
Right.
Kyler Murray, what? Hold up, hold up a second, because I always have to compare this. So Kyler
I mean, Murray right now, the Cardinals is traded a very young quarterback to draft Kyler Murray,
right?
That's is that the closest?
So I guess yeah, but so I guess my thing is like, what would Kyler Murray fetch on the open market? Because like, are there as many teams that believe in Kyler Murray, in Kyler Murray the way that the Cardinals do?
I think you're always worth more to your own organization. Like, there's a reason why, for most people, they haven't moved off to him. Like, the Dolphins still going to try to make it work. People are saying Jay Cutler.
Cutler Breeze, maybe.
I feel like those were two very different.
Was he a free agent?
Maybe. He was. I think that's a little bit of a different scenario, too, with Cutler. I'm trying to remember what happened in Denver at the time. But
Cutler was 25. That was a big deal, right? Like, I remember that offseason, people kind of going crazy.
There were big question marks around Cutler, too, though.
Sure. I think so.
Well, there are now big questions around Kyler Murray.
Yeah, that's true. I think the big thing for Kyler Murray, and it's something we noticed, I think, in the Lions game when the Lions played the Cardinals, like, he's just not the same guy without DeAndre Hopkins. And I think that
pretty special talent.
I know, but I guess my point is, like, you eventually took Stafford away from Calvin Johnson. Stafford didn't appreciably change.
True. Fair. But that JC Paxson asks, would you trade straight up Goff for Murray right now?
With Murray's, like, the thing is, you're tied to Murray's contract.
Let's just assume all of the contract switches, each of them. That there's no, like, the dead money goes here. You inherit the contract as it exactly is for both teams.
So I still like the ability to get out from golf. I still like the ability.
It's fair.
Like, and that's why I'm probably not going for Murray. I don't want to be tied to Murray long term.
Yeah. I think that I would better appreciate a year of see if golf can do it. And if he can't, then you can move on. Flexibility than getting into bed with Kyler Murray for
what if we make this? Will we make this 5 years or whatever? 5 years for each. 5 years for Goff. 5 years for Murray. Which would you rather have on the Lions?
I would take Murray.
I think at that point, right, I would take Murray. But yeah,
right, that makes it a lot easier.
Yeah,
but it's more of a reflection, I think, of the quarterback situations for each team right now. Right, like the Cardinals just tied themselves to this guy who they apparently don't trust enough to do homework on his own. Whereas the Lions are in a situation where they might have their guy, they might not have their guy, but they're going to find out this year, and they're going to be able to make a decision on that future next year.
The problem for the Cardinals is, like, what was the alternative?
Speaking of, I don't know, no segue there. Back to what I was saying about Kyler Murray, the quote that he had that maybe sparked why the Cardinals included the language in the contract was, he said, I think I was blessed with the cognitive skills to just go out there and just see it before it happens. I'm not one of those guys that's going to sit there and kill myself watching film. I don't sit there for 24 hours and break down this team and that team and watch every game because in my head, I see so much. So I'm really out on clairvoyant Murray.
That's a drill tweet. That's the drill tweet. Closing my eyes and mentally visualizing my enemies' bodies in 3D to analyze them for weak points. That's exactly what he's saying.
Hold on, Jeremy, I get it. Like, your job, like, I know where you're, because it's like the whole, like, people piling on Kerryon Johnson, right?
Right.
Like, when he's, like, Twitch streaming, it's like, you shouldn't be Twitch streaming, you should be, right, like, studying a playbook. You're the quarterback. You need to watch film.
He does it, though.
I know, but you have to, like, I think that in this league, like, unless, I mean,
it's
unless
just
you're
the, it's,
person
the optics. It's the optics. If yeah, nothing
right.
Else.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's the optics. It's not actually, I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with that quote. Because, there is a point of diminishing returns when you are watching film, right? Taylor Decker talked about it in that great thing with Justin Rogers. Like, you don't want to kill yourself watching film and, like, watching the person you're about to go up against, like, be amazing, because that's going to hurt your psyche.
Yep. I agree. It's he shit sandwiched that, though. He put that in the middle. The problem is the buns.
Right.
Yeah. It's starting off by saying, like, oh, I see it. Like, I see it in my head out there. Like, I see it in my.
He's blessed. He's special.
Saying to that, like, he has the cognitive skills. It's like, right. Okay. Like.
Sorry. Trey Barnes pulled out a Community reference and it made me laugh. Because I said diminishing returns and he referenced the Glee episode where Annie's singing. What's the diminishing?
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate
that. Thinks he's Sherlock Holmes from the British TV show. Yeah, Benedict Cumberbatch ass mentality going on here.
The only thing I would add to the conversation is that Matthew Stafford had a very similarly cocky quote early in his career where someone asked him whether he should go see a quarterback specialist. You remember that whole saga
where I remember it.
I don't think there's anything he can teach me or something like that. Right. It's the most controversial quote that Matthew Stafford has ever said. It's the one thing he has ever said that was somewhat controversial. And then he righted the ship. But that was for
different things. People were just mad at him because they perceived he had too many interceptions.
No, people were mad at him because he said he thought he was good enough that he didn't need to see a specialist. Kyler Murray saying he's good enough that he doesn't need to watch 24 hours worth of film. It's the same situation.
Right. And then Jim Caldwell comes to town and does Matthew Stafford start playing the best football of his career?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm not saying that Kyler Murray needs to change his attitude. So I'm saying we shouldn't pile on a quote from a guy very early in his career.
Okay.
Not knowing what he doesn't know.
It's not just the quote. The quote in isolation, I agree with you, Jeremy. Like, it's not terrible, but it's quote plus language in contract that's right. $250 million.
That's on the Cardinals.
That plus that equals, oh, this might be a problem. The Cardinals view it as a problem.
What I'm taking out of this from Ryan is that the Cardinals should fire Cliff Kingsbury and bring in Jim Caldwell, QB Whisperer.
That should have happened a long time ago.
I might be there with you. Cliff Kingsbury, from what I know, he does not evolve his offense, man. Like, that was his whole spiel at Texas Tech. First couple of years, like, wow, this is awesome. Here's some really great, you know, talent out of Patrick Mahomes. It's like, all right, that's all you've got. Nothing changes year in and year out with Cliff.
Here's something that I find to always be on my screen when I see Kyler Murray highlights. It's always a broken play. It's always like,
so maybe he's got something there. Yeah.
It's always like a receiver who's like 50 yards downfield and is just like at a dead stop at the end of their route because Kyler Murray has just like run back
he's on forward. The opposite side of the field.
Yeah. Like it's always some kind of broken ass play from like that. I mean, or it's like a Hail Mary. It's just like Kyler, like throwing up a ball. Like I don't think that people ever tout Kyler Murray as like some kind of, like, defense shredder. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. He should have played baseball. What was the guy's name that was in the Aaron Glenn podcast?
Al Groh.
Yeah. It's like Aaron Glenn's like pilgrimage.
Yeah.
The Al Groh guy.
Seek the wise man on the mountain.
He seems like much of a Yoda figure. Like Aaron Glenn goes to like pick his brain and then he throws Al Groh
on a front pouch.
You know what I'm imagining? I'm imagining the training Uma Thurman goes through in Kill Bill Volume 1.
Al Groh has got the long wispy mustache.
Yes. Yeah.
I like
having to punch the brick over and over.
That's who Jim Caldwell was for Matthew Stafford.
Except it was two
wristwatches. Do you remember that? Yeah, I was going through old pictures.
We had half a podcast on that, man.
The photoshops of him.
John did those. That was like
it was a photoshop of him as Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Yes, that's
right. That was John Whitaker. I'm pretty sure that's why we hired John Whitaker to staff. Yeah. Was that fucking Photoshop?
I feel like we got a lot sent to us.
We did. Times. We absolutely did.
Now I just want a Photoshop of Al Groh front pouched on Aaron Glenn's.
Oh my god!
Chest.
If we're gonna do that though, I definitely want also somebody to Photoshop like Aaron Glenn's face on Dan Campbell's pants.
No!
Please don't! Please don't! What are you doing? Right. Speaking of which, oh wow.
Hi.
Now your turn to say hi.
Now my turn to say hi.
You gotta say hi. Gotta put the headphones on. What's up?
What's up?
Who is this?
This is Olivia.
Olivia.
Hi, Olivia. She can't hear us now, but hi, Olivia.
She can't hear you. Do you have anything to say to the community?
Doesn't even know what that word means.
Do you have anything to say to the people online?
I don't know.
You don't know? You're being put on the spot.
I think I'd be saying thanks.
Do you like lions?
I think, but they make me scared.
Oh, you think lions make you scared?
Yeah.
Big cats.
What about dinosaurs?
I love dinosaurs.
Yeah, you do love dinosaurs.
I love the Polish dinosaur toys. Not
what's your favorite dinosaur?
What's your favorite dinosaur?
The T-Rex is the big T. Yeah.
The T-Rex?
She's afraid of lions, but likes the T-Rex.
I do have lots of coloring stuff. One last thing. Can you do your Batman impression?
No, I can do it tomorrow.
You can do it tomorrow? Okay. You've been put on the spot enough. Okay. You ready to go back to bed? Will you say bye to everybody?
Bye. Bye, Olivia.
Bye.
I come to you hat in my hand to let you know that the Choco Taco has been discontinued.
Oh, no. I just saw it. Oh, no. 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 No.
Somebody's got to pick it up. Somebody's got to pick it
right?
up and revive it. There's
how
no
would Klondike like... do this?
Who wasn't buying enough Choco Tacos for the rest of us?
Who wasn't pulling their weight?
Who wasn't pulling their Choco Taco weight?
Probably now, if I'm going to get anything, I'd probably get an Icy. But when I was a kid, Slush Puppies were the jam.
Oh, man, Slush Puppies.
Red flavor, blue flavor. Heck yeah, man.
The finer the ice, the better. Right? Like, that's why snow cones suck. It's like chunky.
Yeah.
Chunky.
You get into the stuff that like fits through a straw. That's good. That's why shave ice is the best iteration of all of this.
Yeah. Luigi's real Italian ice, the lemon flavor.
Shave ice.
In the fingers.
Yeah. It's
for Carpenter knows, as Carpenter knows. Shave ice. Although I
is you guys have had one of those shaved ice machines.
It was more of a Hawaiian thing than it was an Italian thing.
There is Hawaiian shaved ice too. Yeah,
shaved. Yeah. Not there's no D. It's shave ice. They'll
shave
admonish
ice.
You.
Really? Okay. Okay. No D, huh?
What just happened? The air got sucked
out
of the room.
I destroyed the podcast. I destroyed it with a pulse vacuum.
On the right screen. There we go.
Did you guys ever have one of those shave ice makers at home?
I had the Snoopy thing.
Yeah. Like, yeah. The crank. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I definitely had that and it didn't work.
Let's say Ryan's going to experience all this again because he's got a spawn.
He's got children's.
They don't get treats unless they do good things.
Jeez.
And so they never get good things. Is that what you're saying?
They never do anything good.
It's sherbet. There's not an extra R though, right? It's just sherbet.
Since we're on food takes, like,
what is going on?
Right? Isn't it spelled S?
No, I'm pretty sure it's sherbet. There's two
it's
R's.
Sherbet.
Two people in chat said sherbet, and I think that threw me off.
They're spelling it wrong.
No, wait, hold on. Merriam-Webster Dictionary: the scoop on sherbet versus sherbet.
Sorbet. It's sorbet.
No. Guys, there's a debate to be had here.
I thought it was sherbet.
But that's different than sorbet, right?
Yeah, yes. it's different than sorbet. But
no, it is sherbet. Yeah, wow.
No, sherbet isn't wrong.
Sherbet with additional R in the is less commonly used.
Says. Yes.
Okay.
So it's like spelling theater like R before E.
Which one is the wrong way?
Well, whichever one's British.
Batman. Sherbert is what little kids say.
Yeah, only little kids eat sherbet. Then you grow up and get some sorbet.
Damn.
I'm saying sorbet is better.
I don't like any of this.
I want to show, now that Jeremy's here and understands the restaurant, I saw this, and I'm sorry, I'm getting into college football a bit, but I don't believe the story at all. I mean, John Talty says this. With Jeremy Pruitt back in the news reminds me of a favorite Nick Saban antidote that didn't make the book. One night out recruiting, Pruitt and Saban are looking to get some food. Pruitt suggests Zaxby's. Saban looks at Pruitt and says, "What the fuck is a Zaxby's?"
I 1,000,000% believe this. Nick Saban is an alien. If I had to guess what his favorite food was, it's probably just like,
it's Coca-Cola.
What's the name of that train movie where it's like a dystopian future where people are just like eating
Snowpiercer?
Yeah, they're just like eating protein sticks
that are made out of bugs. Yeah, 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 that's
Nick Saban's
favorite food. And he washes it down with a Coca-Cola, yeah, with that customary exactly. Coca-Cola he always has up at the at the podium.
Like, he's the kind of guy that I feel like he doesn't enjoy anything. So everything just has to be like a transaction. So I'm putting this in my body so that I get energy.
If we get 5 subscriptions this break, I will follow Harry's request, and I will I'll go get one of my kids out of bed and I'll bring them on stream.
Oh, never before done. We've never had a child on the POD cast.
Yes, okay, you do. You have one every week, and he's right here.
Right, speaking of which, oh wow.
Hi.
Now your turn to say hi.
No, my turn to say hi.
You gotta say hi. Gotta put the headphones guys. On. What's up?
What's up?
Who's this?
This is Olivia.
Olivia.
Hi, Olivia. She can't hear us now, but hi, Olivia.
She can't hear you. Do you have anything to say to the community?
Doesn't even know what that word means.
Do you have anything to say to the people online?
I don't know.
You don't know. You're being put on the spot.
I think I'd be saying thanks.
Do you like lions?
I think, but they make me scared.
Oh, you think lions make you scared?
Yeah.
Big cats.
What about dinosaurs?
I love dinosaurs.
Yeah, you do love dinosaurs.
I love the Polish dinosaur toys. Not
what's your favorite dinosaur?
What's your favorite dinosaur?
The T-Rex is the big T. Yeah.
The T-Rex.
She's afraid of lions, but likes the T-Rex.
I do have lots of coloring stuff. One last thing. Can you do your Batman impression?
No, I can do it tomorrow.
You can do it tomorrow? Okay. You've been put on the spot enough. Okay. You ready to go back to bed? Will you say bye to everybody?
Bye. Bye, Olivia.
Bye.
That was The Scraps.